Previously, we discussed verse 82, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. We gave to you the seven oft-repeated verses and the glorious Qur'an. I explained that مَثَانِي or سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي, according to the majority of the scholars, refers to Surah Fatiha, because it is repeated in every rakat of every salah. Surah Fatiha is the greatest chapter in Surah of the Quran. It contains the summary and the gist of the Quran. It is the greatest surah ever revealed in any of the scriptures. ما أنزل الله في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل ولا في الزبور ولا في الفرقان مثلها. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah has not revealed the equivalent of the surah in any of these heavenly scriptures. Some scholars say it could refer to the Quran in its entirety. It makes sense because even the verses of the Quran are repeated. People read different chapters of the Quran every single day, and they have been doing so for the last 1400 years without tiring. Anyway, we move on now to verse 88. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. Do not cast your eyes on those things which we have bestowed as an enjoyment to different kinds of people. Nor be grieved over them, and lower your wing for the believers. So there's three parts to this verse. The first part is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, do not cast your eyes on those things which we have bestowed as an enjoyment to different kinds of people. It's natural that the Muslims were going through very great difficulty would think to themselves and say, how is it that our enemies, from the various backgrounds, the people of the scriptures, the polytheists, etc., they have been granted so much of the world. And this is only increasing them in their stubbornness, in their rebelliousness against Allah, in their mischief-making against the Muslims. Whereas if these bounties and this wealth was granted to the Muslims, we would be able to utilize it in good avenues. It's a natural question that can arise. Why is it that they are being granted and we are not being granted? A similar question can be asked today. That, you know, the enemies of Allah are being granted all these bounties and they're not using it correctly. They're using it to further their agenda of being an obstacle in the path of inviting towards Allah. Whereas if the believers were granted this, they would be able to do much good with it. Allah says, look, I have a plan. You don't worry about what they are being granted. You know, it's possible they are being granted a rope with which they're going to hang themselves. And if you want to talk about bounties, then Allah has granted you, O believers, the Quran. And every other bounty pales into insignificance in front of the Quran. It is mentioned in the traditions that if a person has been bestowed with the bounty of the Quran and yet desires some other bounty given to someone else, then he has not truly recognized the value of the Quran. So that's the first part of the verse. That don't worry about the bounties being granted to the enemies. Yes, you may think that you would have used it better if it was granted to you, but Allah knows whom to grant what. And you've been granted far better than these material bounties. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. No, be grieved over them, meaning excessively grieved over them because they're refusing to accept the message, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You do your work, you continue to fulfill your responsibility. After that, whether they accept or not is up to them, and their hidayat is ultimately and their guidance is ultimately in the court of Allah. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when it comes to the believers, then be very kind to them. Lower your wing for the believers. Meaning that be kind, be compassionate, be tolerant, be soft-hearted, be humble. Because the believers are of far greater value. Sometimes you may become very focused on wanting to try and convince the unbelievers to become believers. Don't forget the believers. They are more worthy of your kindness, your compassion, your time, your tolerance and your humbleness. And the more you are kind with them, the more it will generate kindness, and the more it will strengthen their iman, and the more it will foster all bonds of goodness. So be good and be kind to the believers. We'll continue the discussion from here onwards, inshallah, tomorrow. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.